This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Shanning and Roshan. It's 9:19 in the morning, Wednesday the 4th of December. And before we get into more corporate news, let's take a quick look at how the KLCI is doing this morning.
Not much. From where I just, about 7 minutes ago, the KLCI is still down 0.6% to 155.40. But interestingly, I thought today I would feature the 52-week high stocks, you know, stocks that have reached the top of, have done the best for the year. And, cheer ourselves up because I don't want to be such a Christmas Grinch. So the top of the list is WeDart, guys. Now, I've had a breakfast grill with this company, but why it's on the top list, I think it's got to do with the news that Baru Bien, our works minister, might be announcing plans for the takeover of Plus in 2 weeks' time. So a lot of noise on this stock. Public package is there. It's up, by the way, sorry, WeDart, the 52-week high is 55 cents. And public package is there, 117, honor paper, 119. And IGB Berhad, which has also some corporate news, and we might get to that at later in a few minutes.
So considering the fact that the KLCI is down just shy of 8% year to date, it's not really much of a surprise, considering that the latest batch of third quarter earnings also provided no real reason for cheer. So for more clarity on market direction, we have on the line with us this morning Alex Chia, Head of Regional Equity Research for RHB Group. Thank you for joining us this morning, Alex. Now, what's your take on earnings seasons for this third quarter? Were there more misses than hits?
Morning, Lynn. Right. I think while the September quarter reporting season wasn't an unmitigated disaster, then similarly, there wasn't really that much to be overly excited about either. I think the September quarter earnings, were somewhat muted. The managements, that we heard from all. The common refrain was that the outlook was remains unexciting. Lots of external and domestic uncertainties, and really, even if you look at the results that we saw, the misses to beats ratio stayed elevated, and we actually had five sectors that disappointed. There was more than the three sectors that beat expectations. The sectors that outperformed this quarter included plantations, oil and gas, and gaming, while the autos, tech, construction, rubber products, and basic material sectors disappointed. So all in, I think we had to cut earnings estimates by 0.9% and 0.8% for this year and next year, respectively. But this obviously was helped by the significant earnings upgrades that we saw in the plantation sector. So overall, the FBM KLCI earnings growth now stands at -6.3% for 2019 and +4.4% for 2020. But of course, at this juncture, we cannot rule out further earnings downgrades.
So Alex, does this mean that there'll be no change in terms of your market outlook? Are you still keeping your index target and call on the market for the year?
Right now, our index target for the end of the year is 1620. Our view on the market remains unchanged following the reporting season. We remain relatively cautious on the outlook, while the markets are the worst performing in ASEAN this year. We find that there are relatively few reasons to turn overly excited about the market prospects just yet, given that there is still downside risk to earnings growth in 2020. And we are entering a period of slower growth where our house forecast for GDP is expected to decline to 4.3%, which is somewhat lower than official estimates of about 4.8%.
So, Alex, looking to 2020, what are those key risks for the Malaysian market?
I think if you look at external front, clearly what everybody's talking about is the trade situation between the US and China. Are we going to have a phase one deal, or are we not going to have a phase one deal, or is it going to be phase one and done? I think right now that is really the biggest wild card that affects the prospects for global growth in 2020. And of course, come December 15th, we will see the next leg up of U.S. tariffs on imports from China if nothing happens between now and then. So clearly that is the first and most significant factor that will affect the outlook for 2020. I think going forward, other than U.S.-China, the U.S. seems to be opening lots of other fronts in, from a trade perspective, disputes between the U.S. and the EU, U.S. and Japan, South Korea and Japan, and U.S. and Mexico, and so on. There doesn't seem to be an end to it all. And then, of course, going forward, we are entering the U.S. presidential elections next November. And what's complicating everything is obviously the impeachment proceedings that may or may not influence how China reacts to its, in terms of it being its willingness to arrive at a trade deal with the U.S. And of course, domestically, we have seen an elevation in political temperatures, and there's ongoing concerns about political succession. And effective implementation of domestic policies, and clearly the essence to where the growth is actually coming from in 2020 is the big question for the market right now.
And Alex, very quickly, so considering all this, are you back to adopting a bottom-up stock picking strategy? What are your top picks then?
Right. We think that this remains a very much a trading market. I think for investors to outperform, they will have to look at to utilize a bottom-up perspective in terms of stock picking. We continue to like stocks that generally have a resilient and exciting growth story. Those are few and far between. We like stocks that offer resilient yields. We also think that investors could profit by seeking out stocks that have been bashed down. Take a medium-term view and gradually accumulate these value stocks, stocks with lowest price to book, stocks that have been the biggest decliners year to date and so on. So looking for value stocks. And of course, if you look at valuation metrics, the blue chip stocks are the ones that look relatively pricey at this juncture. And the small and mid-cap stocks are the ones that look like they offer better value from a growth and PE perspective. And we would also be looking at compelling small and mid-cap ideas. Mm-hmm. In terms of our top picks, we like stocks in... We are overweight oil and gas, plantations, construction, gaming, and gloves, and the non-bank financials. So we like stocks like Genting Malaysia. We have buy calls on Guangchong, which is a cocoa grinder. On the tech space, we like JHM consolidation, and in the consumer space, we like a small cap stock called PowerRoot. And in oil and gas, we like Serbo Dynamic and Yinsen.
Right. Thank you very much, Alex. And that was Alex Chia, Head of Regional Equity Research for RHB Group. And we unfortunately don't have much time next now to look into stocks because we're heading into the 9:30 news. But don't go away, because after that we have the BBC World Service, where Ed Butler looks into the innovation happening in China's tech industry. Be sure to stay tuned for that after the news at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.